Mark Hinton is senior staff sports writer. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Good. Where do you stand on what's been dubbed Dolphin Gate? Don't blame the Dolphins. They're just doing what they do. But it really is raising issues around what was required of the Sail GP event, wasn't it?
Yeah, you really couldn't make this stuff up, could you? A dolphin wanders on to the Sail GP course. This is in case people haven't caught up with it. Christchurch hosted the latest leg of the Sail GP series last weekend. A dolphin wandered onto the course on Saturday, caused all sorts of consternation. Racing was delayed and eventually abandoned for the day, which sent Sir Russell Coutts, that great Kiwi nautical man who's now CEO of Sail GP, into a lather. He was not happy whatsoever. Of course, since then, we've had politicians chiming in. Sir Russell said basically that Christchurch's position as a host in this series is now under threat, and he even went as far as to say that New Zealand might not get a leg back after this decision. So not happy at all. Of course, on the other side of the coin, we must look after those wonderful marine mammals, and New Zealand has a lot of protective legislation to that effect. So eventually, Catherine, racing did get away on Sunday. It was spectacular. It drew a big crowd, and New Zealand won. So highly successful event, albeit truncated, that's caused a heck of a fuss. Dolphin Gate, who knew that those beautiful marine mammals would get in the way of sport in such a manner?
Look, you could calm the farm a little bit and point out there's been plenty of days when there's been no racing and yachting because there's no bloody wind.
Exactly.
You know, nature happens.
Exactly. You can't tell Sir Russell that. He claims that in all his time he's never seen such a thing, and that, you know, the dolphins would not have been endangered. Other people beg to differ. So what you have is a bit of a standoff. But I kind of agree with our Prime Minister, who weighed in by saying, you know, this was red tape and obstruction that sporting events don't need, in New Zealand specifically, which relies on these big global sporting events to bring in, of course, much needed money. Are we getting in the way of ourselves here, basically? So, look, I don't know the answers. We must protect animals and all this sort of thing. But you know, is it a step too far? You do have sympathies for Sir Russell, who just wants his event to take place. He had 10 or 11,000 people there on Saturday, and they didn't get to see any racing for not reasons governed by the weather. So, I think the answer is probably somewhere in the middle. You need to be aware of these things, Catherine, but also you need to be flexible around making events take place when people are gathered.
What no one's been able to explain yet is whether those rules were reasonable. And you've got pretty strong feelings on both sides about where reasonable is, to your point. And look, the other thing is, I think someone pointed out, one of the sponsors of the event is a promoter of, maritime conservation and all these things. There's the two sides to the publicity. It's nice to have New Zealand back in the news for cancelling a sailing event because some dolphins got curious, as they want to do. But let's see. Let's see what happens with holding the event in the future. Where are we with the Crusaders? They were 4 for 4. Are they 5 for 5 yet, or are we going to be talking about some other team soon?
Well, listen, the Crusaders are 0 for 5, unprecedented, even as we talked about last week, also unprecedented, they were 0 for 4. So foreign territory for the Red and Blacks. But look, for me, it's time to move on a little bit and talk about the other end of the table. Let's talk about the team, perhaps New Zealand's best rugby team that no one's talking about, the Hurricanes. As much as the Crusaders are an interesting story at 0-5, the Hurricanes are just as good a story at 5-0, undefeated, the only undefeated team in the competition. Look, they made 14 changes last week and put 50 past the Rebels. So Clark Laidlaw, who's come in, a Scottish sevens guy, you know, no one really knew how good a 15s coach he would be. He is making every post a winner in the capital with the Hurricanes. The best New Zealand sporting team no one's talking about, Catherine. They are something special this year.
Look, very good, and they certainly are. Do you believe the coach has made a big difference? Have they just got a great suite of players? We were talking Sprint Crusaders up again, how hit they've been by injuries and such forth? Or are you just seeing really good management of a large squad and you know, a team that's hit the ground running?
Look, I think it's a bit of a combination of everything. And look, it's early in this competition. You've got the Blues and the Chiefs tucked in behind the Hurricanes by 4-1 and looking pretty good. The Brumbies, of course, are always there as Australia's kind of best representatives. So it's early days and probably, you know, a little bit premature to start anointing anyone title favourites. But this is a very good Hurricanes outfit that weren't predicted to compete as well as they have. So clearly Laidlaw's getting more out of a solid group, but they've got a rising cachet of young stars, the loose forwards, Brandon Yossi and Peter Larkai, and in the back three, they've got Ruben Love making every post a winner at fullback. You know, they've got some very good players in there as well, some experienced types like Geordie Barrett, Brad Shields come back. So a very solid group, Cameron. Performing above themselves.
Let's just finish. We've got less than a couple of minutes left just to touch on the Basketball League tipping off this week, as they say. A couple of things to look for?
Yeah, well, the New Zealand NBL, I reckon it's New Zealand's best little domestic sporting league in terms of maximising what it has. Like, they don't spend a lot of money, but they've really improved, shall we say, the equality in the league, Catherine. Look, it's a fantastic league. Tips off Wednesday, the defending champs, the Rams, host the Giants. Keep an eye on it. The best young hoops talent in New Zealand coming through and you know, a growing sport in this country. Worth keeping an eye on as a league where anybody can win on the night. Very competitive and some good things happening.
Very good. And there's some different rules attached to it as well. Is it designed to kind of be the 2020 of basketball in a way?
Kind of. They've got this rapid league, which is kind of a little forerunner to the main game, and it's essentially the benches, the guys that don't normally get on the court, the up-and-comers. It's a way to showcase your next wave of talent, give them some time on the court. So they call it the rapid league. It's a truncated game, and it gives you a bit of a look at the next wave of talent. Look, it's another way this league's being,
innovative.
Thinking outside the box.
Yeah, innovative, yeah. Which is great for any sport.
Innovative.
Good stuff. Good for people to get along and check it out. Thank you very much. Mark Hinton is a senior sports writer for Stuff.